Thank you, Pastor. Turn with your Bible to Titus chapter 1. While you're turning, let me say it's a joy to be here. Isn't this a pleasant auditorium to sit in? Just pleasant to look around and to see. Beautiful, beautiful auditorium. I said with the psalmist, I was glad when they said to me, let us go into the house of the Lord. I said, a day in thy court's better than a thousand. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. The singing has been wonderful. Amen. I love good singing. God loves good singing. God loves singing so well he gives everybody, he saves a song. You may not get a tune, but you'll get a song. The psalmist said, he brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, set my feet upon a rock and established my going. Put a new song in my mouth, even praise in our God. Many shall see it, shall fear, and shall trust in the Lord. So the song speaks of joy. Peter said, whom have not seen you love, and whom though now you see him not yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Amen. You can lose your song, but you can't lose your salvation. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glad for that. Israel lost their song. They said, but the rivers of Babylon, there we sit down. Yes. Yea, we wept when we remembered Zion. We hanged our harps in the willow in the midst thereof, for they that carried us away captive required of us a song. They that wasted death required of us mirth, saying, sing us one of the songs of Zion. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? Isn't that sad when a person loses their song? There may be somebody in this congregation today that you've lost that song. I trust that there is, you'll get that song back in your heart today. The psalmist cried out and said, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. Uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy way. Sinners shall be converted unto thee. I tell you, nothing better than to live for God. Amen. I've tried to live my life with the end in view. Amen. Amen. I don't want anything. I don't want anything to confuse heaven for me when I get there.
Oh, amen.
Amen. Amen. John said, now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence. Not be ashamed before him and his coming. Amen. Wouldn't it be terrible to spend eternity ashamed? Shamed of a wasted life. Shamed of an unread Bible. Ashamed of a life that's barren of prayer. Amen. Soul winning. Folks, at the judgment seat of Christ that you could have won to God, see them cast into the pit. Boy, that'd be sad. I'll tell you, I'm looking forward to heaven. Amen. A lot of good things about heaven. I expect to enjoy, but that's not what I'm going to preach about. I better get in the message. How long do I need to preach? Amen. Titus chapter 1, beginning with verse 1. Paul, a servant of God and apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect and the knowledge of the truth, which is after godliness, in a hope of eternal life, which God, that cannot lie, promised before the world began, but in due time manifest his word through preaching, which is committed unto me according to the commandment of God, our Savior, to Titus, mine own son, after the common faith, grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. For this cause left I thee in Crete, that thou shalt set in order the things that are wanting, and ordain elders in every city as I have appointed thee. If any be blameless, the husband of one wife, having faithful children, not accused of right or unruly. For the bishop must be blameless as a steward of God, not self-will, not soon angry, not given to wine, no striker, not given to filthy lucre, but a lover of hospitality, a lover of good men, sober, just, holy, temperate. Holding fast the faithful word as he had been taught, that he may be able by sound doctrine both to convince and exhort the gainsayer. Let me go back and read that. I got words backwards. Holding fast the faithful word as he had been taught, that he may be able by sound doctrine both to exhort and convince the gainsayer. For there are many unruly vain talkers and deceivers, especially they of the circumcision, whose mouths must be stopped, who subvert whole houses, teach a thing which they ought not for filthy lucre's sake. One of themself, even a prophet of their own, said the Christians are always liars, evil beasts, slow bellies. This witness is true. Wherefore, rebuke them sharply, that they may be sound in the faith, not giving heed to Jewish fables and commandments of men that turn from the truth. Unto the pure, all things are pure, but unto them that are defiled and unbelieving is nothing pure, but even their minds and their conscience is defiled. They profess that they know God, but in works they deny him, being abominable and disobedient to every good works, reprobate. That's correctly read. That's reading the 16 verses from Titus chapter 1. I want to preach to you on the thought tonight, a little unusual thought today, but I want to preach to you on about the book that God gives all of his preachers. The book that God gives all of his preachers. Amen. I'm glad today for the Bible, for the Word of God. Isn't it wonderful today? God gives all of his preachers the Bible. He gives them a book. Amen. What a wonderful book. I'm glad for the assignment. We see here an assignment to Titus. Paul, the Holy Ghost, of course, led him in assigning young Titus to a very, very hard task. Yes. Amen. There was a lot of problems in Crete. Yes. A lot of problems in Crete. And he said, for this cause left I thee in Crete, that thou shalt set in order the things that are wanting, yes, and ordain elders in every city as I have appointed thee. Now that was a real task for a young preacher. I never cease to be amazed at how God sometimes places young preachers. You know, it's important that God teach his young preachers when they go out to pasture. I recall when Brother Dale came here, and I've watched the work as it grew. I remember the first time that I came, he was working, setting up mobile homes. And he was working in it. And the crowd was small. They were in a storefront business. We stayed in the home. And it looked pretty bleak as far as that concerned. But I've come back, and every time I've come back, there's been an advancement made. Amen. Amen. This time he carried me back here and showed me this new addition back here, beautiful. Amen. Now I looked at this beautiful building here. But it didn't come easy. There is a danger of easy success. Amen. It's important that a young preacher learn, amen, some things. It's so easy to mess up. I've seen young preachers go in and a place and things wasn't like they wanted, you know, and just actually destroy a good work. Just destroy a good work. Maybe not intentionally, but just ignorantly and not letting God. But anyone for God gave Titus a hard task. Right. Yeah. But he gave him instruction. He gave him an instruction book. Amen. He gave him a book. Amen. Amen. Thank God. Amen. And you know the reason that God has blessed this work here? God has given your pastor a book. Amen. And he stayed in that book. Amen. And he did it according to the book. Isn't it wonderful today that God knows how to take care of any problem? Amen. This book here, it's a complete book. Amen. Yes. It's the only complete book we got. Yeah. It is complete. There's no additions. There's no changes sent out, you know. Right. God did it right to start with. It's amazing when you read the Bible how you can read it. It's present. I mean, you know, it deals with a situation at hand. Amen. Any situation you've got, you can find the answer for it in the Word of God. The Church of Christ used to, in Chattanooga, they used to preach on the radio a lot there, and they had a saying. They'd say, We speak where the Bible speaks, and we are silent where the Bible's silent. Now, there's one thing wrong with that. The Bible's not silent in any area. It's a complete book. God's not sending out something and saying, add this to the Bible. I remember when I was a pastor in Chattanooga, Tennessee, I got a letter. I didn't know who it was from, only she was a woman. It was a woman. She was a so-called lady preacher. And got 13 pages. And she said, now, add this to your Bible. Said, this is inspired. Of course, I took care of that. I filed it. File 13. God's not sending out any new scripture. He's not writing any more Bible. Amen. We got a complete Bible. Thank God for it today. I'm glad God, he gives a good answer to your problems.
Yes, sir.
America's got problems there. They're in real trouble.
Yes.
We're in real trouble. You know what's the matter is? We've left our Bible. We've lost our Bible. We'll never really get back to what we ought to be and what have been down through the years until we get back to the Bible, to the Word of God. Democracy is the greatest form of government in the world. But democracy won't work with the Quran. It works with the Bible. And we'll have to get back to the Bible. If we'd get back to the Bible, we'd straighten out the mess in America. Amen. God said, if my people, which are called by my name, should humble themselves and pray and seek my face, turn from their wicked way, then will I hear from heaven. I'll forgive their sins and I'll heal their land. Amen. That promise is still in the Word of God. And I praise God for it today. It's the Bible that we need today. I'm glad today for the Word of God. God gives a Bible to every preacher that He calls. He didn't call us to tell tales and run rabbits. He told us to preach the Word. Thank God for a Bible. I like what the Bible claims for itself. The Bible claims for itself power. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12, he said, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to dividing asunder of soul and spirit, the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. Neither is any creature not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Thank God he claimed for self-power. Philippians chapter 2 and verse 14 said, do all things without murmuring and disputing, that you may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God without rebuke, among a crooked and perverse nation, among whom you shine as lights in the world, holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I not run in vain, neither labored in vain. Yea, and if I be offered upon the sacrifice service of your faith, I joy and rejoice with you all. Thank God today for a Bible. Claim for itself power. Word of life. I tell you today, we get life from this book. It's this Bible that brings life to the individual. Amen. A claim for itself perfection. Psalms chapter 12 and verse 6 and 7 said, the words of the Lord are pure word, as silver tried in the furnace of fire, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever and ever. Thank God for it. Psalms 19 and 7 said, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandments of the Lord appear and lighten the eye. The fear of the Lord is clean, endureth forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold. Yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than the honey from the honeycomb. Moreover by them is thy servant warned, and the keeping of them is great reward.
Amen.
What a Bible. What a word. Amen. Peter said, 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 16, and we've not followed common advice, favor. We made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. But we're eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received from God the Father honor and glory. When there came such a voice from the excellent glory. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. This voice which came from heaven, we heard when we were with him in the Holy Mount. We have also a more sure word of prophecy. Whereunto you do well, that you take heed as unto a light, that shines into a dark place until the day dawn, a day star rises in your heart. Knowing this verse and no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not of old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. What Peter's really saying is that this Bible is more sure than anything you see. Amen. He's talking about the experience of Matthew chapter 17. After 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter, James, and John, his brother, up in the high mountain apart and was transfigured before them. Their face shined as the sun, and his clothes was white and glistening. There appeared Moses and Elias with them up there in glory before the first fruits of the resurrection. Amen. And they knew them. Amen. That's right. And fear gripped their heart. They spake of the deceased. And they spake of the deceased that Jesus would accomplish down at Jerusalem. They saw something. They saw Moses and Elias and knew them. Amen. But he said, I got something more sure than what I've seen. I've seen something I knew wasn't true. I've seen men that could use the sleight of hand this fast in your sight. And do things that, you know, it looked like they'd done things that they didn't do. I've seen a man pull 10 pans out of a man's hat and cover 2 tables. I don't know where he got those hats from. I mean, where he got them pans from. But I knew he didn't get them out of that man's hat. I was just a boy in a little 2-room school. Amen. He came by and wanted to show his tricks. And for about a dime, he'd let us come. You know, that's back when... Well, a dime was a dime. Amen. It's like a $10 bill now. I knew that wasn't true. Amen. You can't believe everything you see. Right. Nothing you hear. Yeah. Amen. Right. He's saying we got something more sure than what we hear. He said we heard the voice of God. Yeah. I never heard him speak audibly to me. No. Somebody said, has he ever spoke to you? I said, yeah. Audibly? I said, no, but louder than that. Yeah. Amen. Hallelujah to God. I would say, thank God. They heard his voice. He said, this voice we heard when we were them in the holy mountain. This is my beloved son. Amen. Well, wouldn't it be wonderful to hear those words? I mean, the voice of God. Amen. But he said, I got something more sure than what I hear. Amen. Isn't it wonderful today? This Bible can be trusted. They felt something. Amen. They felt fear and fell to the ground as dead men. They felt something. Amen. I'm glad today I got something more sure than what I feel. I'm glad I don't. I'm not depending on my feelings. Amen. Faith in a feeling will never produce a fact. Right. But a faith in a fact will produce a feeling. Yeah. Thank God for that feeling that comes with the fact when we put our faith in the fact that God said. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Our text said, the God that cannot lie promised before the world began. Amen. Thank God for it today. Paul said in 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 10, thou fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience, persecution, affliction, which came to me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra, what persecution I endured. But out of them all, the Lord delivered me. Yea, all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue thou in the thing which you have learned and see and heard of me. Do, and the God of peace to be with you. Amen. Amen. Said all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction and righteousness. That the man of God may be perfect, fully furnished unto all good work. Amen. What a profitable Bible we have. That book that God gives this preacher. Amen. It's a powerful book. This Bible claims for itself a permanency. Amen. Thank God. Peter said, for as much as you know, you were not redeemed with corruptible things, of silver and gold from the vain conversation, received for tradition from your father, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish, without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, was manifested these last time for you, who by him do believe in God, that raised him up from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God, seeing you purified your souls and obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brother. See that you love one another with a pure heart, fervently, being born again, not a corruptible seed, but incorruptible by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. For all flesh is as the grass. All the glory of man is the flower of the grass. The grass withers, the flower thereof falleth away. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. Thank God for the gospel. Amen. Praise the Lord for the gospel of the Son of God. Galatians chapter 1, verse 1, Paul said, Paul, an apostle, not a man, neither by man, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father that raised him from the dead, and all the brethren which are with me, unto the church of Galatia. Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins that he might deliver us from this present evil world, according to the will of God and our Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. He said, I marvel that you so soon removed from him that called you unto the grace of Christ, unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you, and would pervert the gospel of Christ. Though we are an angel from heaven, preach unto you any other gospel than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach unto you any other gospel than that which you have received, let him be accursed. For do I not persuade men or God? Or do I seek to please men? If I yet please men, I shall not be the servant of God. I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after man, for I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. You've heard of my conversation in time past in the Jews' religion, how that beyond measure I persecuted the church of God and wasted it, profiting the Jews' religion above many men equal in my own nation, being more exceeding zealous of the tradition of my father. But when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb, called me by his grace to reveal his son in me, immediately I conferred not with flesh and blood. Neither went up to Jerusalem, them which were apostles before me. But I went into Arabia and returned unto Damascus. After 3 years, I went up to Jerusalem to see Peter and bore with him 15 days. But other than the apostles saw none, save James, the Lord's brother. Now the thing which arrived in you, behold, before God I lie not. Afterwards I came to the region of Syria and Cilicia, and was unknown by face unto the churches of Judea, which habit said they'd heard only that he which persecuted us in time past now preaches the faith which he once destroyed. Amen. And the glorified God in you.
Amen.
Amen. I like our text.
Yeah.
I like our text. Amen. Amen. Thank God. Paul, the servant of Jesus Christ, Paul, the servant of God and apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect and knowledge of the truth which is after godliness, in hope of eternal life. Amen. Which God that cannot lie promised before the world. What an awesome God. No wonder Isaiah said, hath thou not known? Hath thou not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the end of the earth fainteth not, neither is rare. There's no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and him that hath no mind, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint, shall be weary. The young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Amen. Thank God today. I'm glad. I'm glad for a book that's faithful.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God today. I feel like it's maybe time to quit. Thank God today. I'm glad for that book.
It'd
be impossible to preach everything I want to say this evening. I want to be conscious of the time. I'd encourage you, spend some time in that book. There's nothing in the world will do for your personal life what hiding the scripture in your heart.
Amen.
There's nothing that'll lift your burden. Nothing that'll give you that deep set of peace. Nothing that'll give you power to resist the devil like knowing your Bible.
Yes.
and being able to just pull it up and use it for the glory of God. If I preach again, I'll finish up.
Amen. Thank you, brother. Amen. Praise God. Amen. That good. Let's stay.